Welcome to the Automation Pod. My name is Ulrika Storseth and I work for Digital Workforce. And today I'm here with Mika. And Mika is the one of the three founders and the CEO of Digital Workforce. Welcome.
Thank you, Ulrika. Very nice to be here.
Can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, so Mika Vainio-Mattila is my name. I'm the CEO and one of the co-founders, as you mentioned, in Digital Workforce. So I've been working since we founded the company back in 2015, solely on automation, RPA and intelligent automation. So that's really my passion.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I think this is all our passion, listening into this, because it's very targeted. But I think it's such a great opportunity to have you here and be able to talk about and your vision around where this automation market is going and the digital worker. You know, what is it? How do you see the future in all this?
Oh, that's a big question, Ulrika. Well, first of all, what we do as a company is our vision is to really help our customers become fully automated. So we are big believers in the opportunity of automation to release people's time for more meaningful tasks in their organizations, remove various kinds of bottlenecks in their knowledge work processes, and simply just create better organizations that work better for the greater good of humans in those organizations, their customers and employees. So what fully automated means ultimately remains to be seen. But I think we are on a great start. This has become a big industry. When we started the company, it was very, very small. There were very few players in the space. And now, of course, as we know, there are lots of customers investing in this space, and the game is getting bigger in a sense that there's more technology, more products, there's more service providers, and all of the customers that we talk to are excited about the topic. So it's a great place to be right now.
Absolutely. I think many can agree to that. But we talk a lot about digital workers. And I mean, the whole company name is even Digital Workforce. So it's
correct.
Quite clear that we have bought into this concept.
Correct.
But what is the digital worker?
Yeah, this is a very, obviously a very dear word for us. I actually personally think that terminology is really important. We specifically selected this terminology when we started the company, and we're very happy that we did so, because we want to really kind of underline the difference of the automation approach, the automation first thinking, way of thinking, to sort of traditional IT development. I've spent 20 years of my professional life in the IT industry, so I know what that is. And of course, it's very clear that companies need to invest in the backbone systems to make better systems. But the traditional IT development paradigm is such that it's basically founded on the basic idea that that organizations invest money and effort into building better tools for humans to use, right? Mm-hmm. Automation paradigm is very different. It's saying, let's see where automation can help people directly using those tools and those systems. So actually, the type of work that can be automated is taking away from people so that they can focus their time on other types of tasks. Tasks that require, let's say, human capabilities, creativity, empathy, interaction skills, and this sort of thing. So that is really what we are approaching, kind of the same problem from a different angle.
But that's an interesting distinction, because then you say that the digital workers, they are more human friendly, and they are really being the assistance of the humans rather than being a techie back-end IT system.
Yes. Yes, that is correct. So the digital worker is a digital entity that uses digital tools on behalf of the human in the organization.
Various tools,
any tools,
because now we're talking a lot of RPA.
Yeah, no. I mean, the digital worker is using the IT system.
Ah, okay. That's what I mean. Okay. Yes, of course.
So
the same as people are using.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's creating a really a new user entity into the organization. That's the fundamental idea of automation and the digital worker. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, of course, is that this is still very early stage in this. You know, we're creating a new paradigm, and the whole industry started maybe 10 years ago. So it's mm-hmm. very, very early stages, I would say. We are going to see big things from these digital workers as they become more clever and they can start to help humans with more complex tasks. Today, when we talk about RPA, which is obviously the kind of the centerpiece of this whole development, you know, the digital workers are basically capable to perform fairly simplistic tasks, repetitive tasks that are clearly based on rules. But that's a very small scope, luckily, of what humans perform in knowledge work.
It's not the limit. We're going to see so much more in this area.
That is correct. So that's what we are really excited about, is growing the capabilities of the digital workers to be able to perform more complex tasks.
Yeah.
And that is really the focus of the development currently.
Yeah. But how about the fully automated company? We talk a lot about that, and many people talk around it, but have we seen any fully automated company?
I think that's a vision. What we do is really a journey towards that vision. We'll probably never really get to a fully 100% automated company, but it's
like the paperless company.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't seen that either.
No, not yet, but we're getting close. Basically, I think the good way to think about it is that everything that can be automated will be automated, and that is in the interest of people working in these companies. It will create better places to work, and it will create better, more effective, more efficient organizations.
Yeah. And that's also the Gartner mega number one trend, hyper automation.
Yes. So it's really about continuously pushing the envelope. We're starting small. We're automating everything that we can with the tools that we have, and in the next stage, we expand the tool set, which means that the digital worker becomes more powerful in a sense, and we can delegate more complex tasks to the digital worker. So what we do as a company is try to make this transition and this journey as smooth as possible for our customers, because there's a lot of complexity involved sort of under the hood, right? There are a lot of products, there's a lot of technology, and you need to kind of plug and play the right technologies and make that work for the business, the benefit of the business.
And also make sure that it's not the IT department that runs this transformation.
Yeah, well, my view is that IT departments cannot really run transformations. They are an integral part of the puzzle. Their help is needed. But transformation is to be driven by the business, because the business is,
their issues.
They have their goals and their targets and their strategies, and that's what needs to, that's the power that keeps an enterprise or any organization running and moving forward. But again, IT is a very important piece of the puzzle. These automation programs, in my view, need to be driven from the business. Yeah. The most successful automation programs are driven by the business, and those are the ones that are furthest along the way towards the fully automated business vision. But again, there's a long way to go.
But who are the forerunners in this? Because you have been traveling the world, meeting customers all around, especially in the States the last years. Maybe not so much traveling this last 18 months, but still, you have a global outlook on this.
Yes, I have been spending a lot of time with customers, especially in North America recently, and it's interesting. It's a really interesting market, obviously massive market, land of opportunity, as we say. There are very advanced customers who have been investing in RPA and other automation technologies for quite some time. But interestingly, most of the market is I would say, quite a lot behind, really, what we have in the Nordics. I would say that in retrospect, we have been fortunate to have started our company in Finland and the Nordics, because we've been having the privilege to to work with customers who are very sophisticated when it comes to technology and innovation. So Nordic customers, I would say, are forward-looking. They are cloud-ready. They are interested and think positively about automation. So it has been absolutely great to be able to develop and refine our services here in the Nordics. Mm. So that's where I think the currently the forerunners are to be found.
Yeah, that's great to hear that. Thank you so much, Mikael.
Thank you.